Under the cedars. In this area of the park, the vegetation is imposing and almost authoritarian. It seems that the lightness of other areas has given way to strength. Majestic tree trunks are silhouetted towards the sky with confidence and passion. At the same time, it is evident that the complex interaction between architectural, botanical, and decorative elements clearly visible within the park, was conceived to amaze and fascinate visitors whilst revealing how a garden can become an expression of deep, magical, religious, mythological or symbolic significance. From this level of the park, one can admire nearly all spaces divided by grandiose staircases and long balustrades which structure the various levels. The lanes with bricks laid on either sides were embellished by rare flowers in an invitation to walk down them and discover an extraordinary and unusual world. The circus universe was continually interpreted and highlighted in countless ways. The park, facing south, at the time of Grock also included an orchard, a vineyard and a vegetable garden in true Ligurian tradition. It is said that the artist had green fingers and was particularly fond of bulbous plants. The small portion of land just below the orange fountain, slightly elevated compared to the entrance level, had been designated as a talking flower bed. It seems that Grock enjoyed having his gardeners write phrases or draw the face of the clown with flowers. The historical name of the villa, which on paper is called Villa Bianca, has now been brought back. In certain periods of the past, the flowerbed was even an actual calendar because gardeners, every morning, by moving the flower pot, would show the current date and year. As a whole, the essences of the park reflect the recurring vegetational heritage of historical gardens of the Riviera. Among the palm trees, the Camerops humilis that highlight the main entrance are of a certain aesthetic value. To this day, interesting and grandiose, the Cedrus atlantica and Cedrus deodora help to shade and cool off visitors during hot months. Giving for a moment some space to numbers, it is also worth mentioning some technical facts to better comprehend the grandeur of this place. The volume of the villa itself is around 6,000 cubic meters, but within the park there are buildings, party lounge and workshop hall, with a volume of around 1,500 cubic meters. The total land surface of the park is 7,000 square meters, though at one time the property stretched out a further 7,000 square meters below the current property, which was sold during the 1970s and are now occupied by buildings separated from the park by Via Grock. The property can be accessed by 5 different gates. The gate lying in the lower part of the park, level with the fish pond, the imposing gate with driveway corresponding to the middle portion of the garden where you are now. The gate going on to Via Fanni Roncati corresponds to the ordinary entrance usually used by Grock himself, and just further up, another gate used by service staff who enter the villa directly from the back. In addition, another small gate, again on Via Fanni Roncati, gave access to a little building separate from the villa, at the time used as fuel deposit. But it is now time to go down to the lowest part of the park, where the fish pond and party lounge reign placidly and fascinating.